Hello.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, that was quite a little
welcome to you. Yes, I think we're
all of them arranged. They all seem quite enthusiastic.
Alderman, who was what, sir?
Alderman arranged it, and I keep talking about it, but I thought it was quite enthusiastic.
Well, actually, there was just a few calls made, and the word spread kind of rapidly, and I think everyone wanted to be there. I mean, we did, and I think everybody else was there.
No, an interesting thing is that the military are enthusiastic about this. You know, they're hard line. They know what this is all about.
Well, I took the test.
What is it?
And they were both very surprised and actually.
They understand it. They're not like our rather. Primitive hardliners who just do this small part of it. They see the big global scene and how this has changed the whole game.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Well, I thought it was very nice too, but I don't know how many people would think of it. But just about everybody from the official family who was in Washington.
Right.
And there was a great feeling while I was walking among the crowd while we were waiting for the plane to land.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great deal of enthusiasm. Wanting to congratulate you, sir.
Well, this is just the first step. We'll see what happens from now on.
It's given a great lift to people.
I think it probably has, somewhere or other, in the same country. Finally restored some confidence in the presidency. I think we can do something. But we're still the world leader. Something we haven't had for at least 10 years.
That's right. I don't know whether you saw it or saw any reports of Gene Edgar interviews.
No.
British newspapers, but I didn't hear it all. I guess I was portions of it on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
Terribly critical of Jack Kennedy, he told us, too.
Okay.
He said the only reason that Kennedy is really highly regarded now is that he's a bad man. And had he lived to fulfill his two terms, people would not think of that enough. He was a good man, but not a great man. And he did not understand the qualities, didn't understand the great problems. And Friday was very complimentary of you, as far as I heard of him. That's not being full of work.
Yeah.
Friday wasn't going to. It's kind of interesting. The Democrats are going through a period of soul wrenching.
It's been a traumatic experience for him. Must be trying to say, well, now what are we going to do about Vietnam and all that?
Exactly.
McCloskey, I understand, is on saying, well, this is what we're going to do about Vietnam.
Well, McCloskey and Munsey have taken, the two of them have taken exactly the same steps. I think it reveals their political concerns that this has taken the focus away from Vietnam completely.
I think the story is built very, very strongly, more strongly than the story. And most of the casualties are something that really very big look at the real reaction.
Well, it's been something else, but if you watch television, or listen to the radio, or pick up the newspapers, that's all that they're doing. The Detroit News that is the story that related to the Pentagon Papers to work with the president. Obviously, this is the reason it doesn't have to move. Because how it occurred, if it was to maintain secrecy with all of these very delicate communities going on. Saying now, kind of saying to the New York Times, in a way, the president, please tell us to do what you want to set up. Very, very good secrecy. I've just been running on the radio and TV and copyright and very much as well.
Mm-hmm. Your host. Yeah, your host.
You're right. He wrote a bang on me that I had to talk to him earlier in the week about trying to explain the rationale of the deficit. He was hoping to make this follow-up, but he really took off in the way that the China
happened. Incidentally, I mentioned the following issue that you should have taken the 7 o'clock.
Who was that?
Your host.
Right.
Should be there, but he didn't have them there. I don't think he should be there.
He should, because he's really, he's not
Eddie's not safe.
Did not. And I said, well, you can't do much about my feelings. can't tell him what to do. I never tell him what to do. So he gave me 2 minutes. He said, anytime, when you had a bad, very biased before, take you out of the but we know that I was a fraud, and he just had affirmative death destruction. Yes. And then he went a step further and said, if there's ever any authority that you really feel is important that our people might not have to do, I've done everything. If they're throwing it out, then I'll leave it. I'll leave it with it full coverage.
No. See, it's the 11th
of coverage. Oh, I'll use that for coverage. He worked wise. He's a change man, but I don't know what he's going to do.
Mm.
I don't know whether the weapon was really brought to life and what it is going to give. But he was not arrogant. Very, very frightened. He apologized several times.
Of course, he sees the enormous effect of the change.
I'm sure that. Well, of course, I saw him Thursday.
Oh, before that.
Yeah, so that may even have a further effect. Several times he just said, oh, I was not doing really enthusiasm. He said, I'm taking the best direction. So, he said, you probably don't believe me, but I'll prove it to you. Very unusual attitude. Oh, by the way, he told me that he had a long talk with Julian just after MBC and MBU. And I started to say to him, I'll kind of tell you what President Ramsey is that he told us to believe. And Frank said, you don't have to do it in the game with me. And had a long talk with him about it. He said, I'll tell you that's quite an effect on him. So maybe these guys will understand something. It obviously has an impact on Goodman. And NBC isn't too bad.
Can't do any worse.
No, that's right. You've got no way to go except for three. Of course, I think the overriding, well, I think the overriding is the economics, but I think the second thing is that if they see the kind of leadership that has caught the imagination of the country the way this has, and it's caught everyone. It's caught the people of Iowa, the people of Europe. Only thing people love in this. That's got a very big difference. It's a network in the news, and see if you have really fought. As I think you have, the wave of public opinion. They don't want to go to the U.S. That's bad for them. They only really want to back when they think they can get away with it. They want to back when you're riding the kind of pressure.
Like after November 3rd.
That's right. Exactly.
Except more so.
Well, this is much more so because it's a great positive. It's something that offers a great hope. Well, you studied it, I dropped you for that. You said it was the most, forgot the word, the exact word you said it was the most hopeful development of foreign affairs that you've done in Washington in the past couple of centuries. Imaginative leadership that the country hasn't had. Couldn't have been. But especially if it's the country, people who do tend to make opinions like that, I think he's really interesting. And of course, if you read the press today and the radio and TV, you realize that these are all people that are here. And we'll be there for you.
Yeah,
we'll be.
I guess that's thoughts, which is fine. We expect it. The hill is not the light of the but
the statement that he had very talked to the Chinese after this is a very, very good comment that he made apparently
Well, it'll be an interesting week.
Yes, it will. You have this experience.
Yeah. You won't have as much problem.
Well, I think you'll find our own tools.
That's what I mean, our tools.
Oh, sure. Well, I think you'll find a lot of persons who just won't dare to go to the resolution.
Persons who are doing that.
Yeah, so persons are like, they're not going to be in the country. You know, we're
I'm going to watch for my thighs.
Well, I've just been losing out on the way many times. I don't think there's much of a school of them. Or care to step through. Most of the others, I like it. Most of the others would be.
He's got the phantom in there. Well,
he was. I took him. Very enthusiastic. He brings to lavishly when I went to the plane. We should have had more of those folks. We didn't have time to get the
job. That's enough. That's all.
I think we could have had a gang of them out there.
Yeah, that's enough, though. We don't want to overdo it.
That's fairly natural. Well, the press had to be a little bit of press about the news because there had been no build-up. There was nothing in the newspapers about it. As they saw it, it was the president's own family coming out to deal. I think that had a good effect, but it wasn't the base.
Right. And
it was not the base.
Right. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, this adventure will help you.
Oh, sure.
It's not to. Because you're trying to tell you what it is. People feel about it. It takes a little time. It didn't affect them Friday.
Market opens Friday, first hour, is what they say.
Well, that's right, and then it ended off, but that was because they weren't ready to repair it yet.
Well, that's because they're preparing to do it. That's the difference.
Oh, sure.
That's the market, except for China, the market, and then the market says on Friday would have been
sure. Well, we'll see what goes on. Well, we'll see. Our master is always dependent on how it happens. Okay.
Thank you.